Hi everyone, this is a message of hope and healing, and this is Barb, and I am so thankful to be with you today. I'm thankful that you're here, and I'm thankful that I'm here to share with you the love that God has for you. That's what I truly am called to do. So, what do you say? Let's get to it. I will tell you that I am a pretty much champion warrior. I can do it with the best of them. And I am learning as I'm growing in God's love for me to be aware of that. And I am learning there's some gifts that God has given us to turn me from a warrior into a warrior. It sounds very similar, but it is very different in how we live our life and how we approach the gift of this day. So let's talk about Barb the Warrior. Barb the Warrior will do this thing that is extremely tiring. You guys, maybe you do it yourself. What it is I will project myself into the future with no true knowledge and not in a manner where you're preparing for something. You're receiving the gift that God gives you and you're preparing. It's with worry that I will play out four different scenarios, all to conclusions, different ones. And run that all the way through my head. Do you do that? It's exhausting. It is exhausting. And what I have noted, and I've done it as recently as this past week, what I have noted, God is making me aware so clearly, is that think of it like being at the ocean and watching those waves come in. You know how they look so big and massive and churning and terrifying and just like, oh, that I ride those in, you guys. And by the time I arrive at the place that God has me, there is no wave. It's just a little trickling at my feet. But I spent all the time creating these different stories in which I rode different waves in. And by the time I get to the moment, the present, what God is asking that I receive, all of those were nothing. They weren't even real. They were my own head creations. And I realize we're all human. We all have faults. We all have frailties. Our need is to have God in our life. And so God is giving me gifts that help me be less of a worrier and more of a warrior. So I want to share those three gifts that I have come to understand with you today. The first gift is awareness. You will only recognize and see the truth if you're aware. If you see below the surface, if you don't ride the surface of the wave, but you go to the depth, you see what God has for you. You feel in that strength, in that love, you feel that peace. I read somewhere that it says, guilt's concerned with the past, worry is concerned about the future, contentment enjoys the present. What we have right now is this day. This time, this gift, this hour, the greatest possession that we have is the time that we have right now. Amen. Being content in this moment is everything. So the awareness to learn to not toss away the gift of now for my projections of these false scenarios that I'm doing, but to get quiet, to be silent. I think it's wise. That's what God is giving me, that there's wisdom in the silence. And from the silence, we learn to listen. Amen. Number one, the first one, is the awareness. Two, the second gift that God is giving me to change me from warrior to warrior is acceptance. Accepting all that God is giving me, all of the gifts, seeing the gift in its full entirety. I think some of us wish that the rose didn't have the thorns. But what God is showing us is the thorns have the rose. And when we focus on cherry picking and taking just a tortured moment that we want to say, oh, I'm hurt, or I let this person down, and you don't accept the entire gift, the entire story, the full bouquet, you are limiting what the gift is. You're not fully accepting God's gift for you. Amen. First is awareness. Second is acceptance. And the third, and certainly not the least, is appreciation. Jesus knows our faults and still loves us. It says in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 5:8. Amen. Appreciation for what we're given is everything. I don't ever pray anymore without praising. I call it praise and pray. I'm going to praise for you and I'm going to pray for you. I say my thank yous before I say my please. It's everything. It's everything. Praising God, appreciating this day, it changes us from being a warrior to being a warrior. When we are thankful, when our heart is filled, there isn't room for condemnation. There isn't room for whining. There isn't room for grumbling and growling and being so tired of living these alternate ways that you have taken and put a chokehold on today. I read that it said every person should have a special cemetery lot in which to bury the faults of their friends and loved ones. We are called to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. It's about appreciation. When you appreciate that you were forgiven, you will forgive. When you appreciate that you are loved unconditionally, you will love. When you appreciate the mercy shown to you, you will be merciful. Amen. So, how do we change from being a warrior, champion one, Barb, to being a warrior of Christ, our Lord? We take the gifts of awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, all A's, and we make it the highest grade of all. We make it an A+. That is the A with the cross. Amen. Remember today what we have been given. Be aware of God's gift. Accept them fully. And appreciate all. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We pray to be aware, to be quiet, to listen, to learn, to have our eyes open. We pray to accept fully the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bouquet of this life. And we appreciate by saying thank you, Lord. And please hear our prayers. Thank you first, and then please. Praise you for all, and pray to you for all we need. Amen.